Away Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Away Island. That's patreon.com/Away Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus extra exclusive stories just for patrons. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Away Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Away Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath together. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire, like a dragon. Are you ready? Deep breath, in and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Now picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. As you imagine the elephant, let's take another deep dragon breath. Here we go. Deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, imagine that you are the baby elephant held tightly in your mama elephant's trunk. You feel safe and loved. Now let's take one more deep dragon breath together. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and breathe out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Take a deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, let's begin our story. Let's be calm on Away Island. Our story today is Charming Chestnut. Odin, the wise owl, soared through the Away Island forest, appreciating the fresh spring air. Although it was early morning, which was typically bedtime for an owl like himself, the magnificent weather made him want to enjoy one more leisurely flight around the enchanting woodland before retiring for the day. As he flew, Odin marveled at the forest's natural beauty. Fallen leaves blanketed the ground below, a delicate fragrance wafted by on the breeze. Odin smiled, recognizing the smell of lilacs immediately. Ahead, the lilac bushes were almost completely purple. They were so covered with their spring flowers. Odin alit on a nearby branch and took a deep breath, in and out. Grateful for the relaxing view, As Odin enjoyed the atmosphere, a squirrel scampered across the path, followed by a little bunny. Odin recognized them as Peanut and Babette, respectively. Peanut held a plump chestnut gently in her mouth. Noticing Odin, Peanut skidded to a stop and ran back. "Hi, Odin," she said, taking the chestnut out of her mouth. "Hello, Peanut and Babette. You two seem quite in a hurry." "Where are you off to with that chestnut?" asked Odin. Peanut looked at the chestnut and responded, "Oh, I have a bunch of extra nuts from the winter, so Babette and I are going to plant this one. We could always use more trees." Her tail twitched excitedly. Odin smiled and nodded. "That is quite wise, Peanut. Trees are an important part of the forest. Why, I'd say that they are one of its defining features." Odin chuckled at his own joke. Peanut laughed too. Babette hopped up next to Peanut and asked, "Hi, Odin, want to help us?" Odin's smile grew wider. "Well, I'm not sure how much help an old owl will be, but I am grateful for the invitation. I'll gladly accompany you." "Great," Babette exclaimed. "Follow us. We found the perfect spot." Peanut gently placed the chestnut back in her mouth and scampered after Babette. Odin flew on, following the two friends as they weaved through the forest trees. Eventually, the trio came to an open field framed by a gentle creek. Babette and Peanut hopped from stone to stone to cross the creek as Odin soared overhead. Then they zipped right to the center of the field. In this clearing, the friends found themselves under a vast morning sky. The sun was just beginning to come up, painting the clouds with pink and orange, and bathing the friends' faces in a warm golden light. The absence of trees here allowed a full view of the magnificent sunrise. Babette, Peanut, and Odin stood in awe at its beauty. "My, my, my," said Odin. "The sky is so pretty," remarked Peanut. "I think right here is a good spot," Babette said, tapping the ground with her foot. "Our little tree will get plenty of sunlight here." Then she started digging. A flurry of grass and soil flew into the air as the little bunny dug into the ground. Peanut placed the chestnut next to a sturdy rock and joined Babette. Odin flew down next to the two fluffy friends and watched the process of clearing the soil. Before long, there was a roomy pit in the earth. "Whoa, slow down there," Babette said. "I think that hole might be a bit too big." Odin smiled and said, "It's okay, Babette. Now the little tree will be able to stretch out those roots." Peanut hurried over to the rock to get the chestnut as Odin and Babette pushed some of the dirt back into the hole. She held the chestnut out, admiring it. "Well, let's get planting," said Babette. "Okay," said Peanut. "I just wanted to look at our chestnut one last time. It's so amazing that this little chestnut has everything it needs to become a proud, strong chestnut tree," Peanut said wistfully. Then she placed the chestnut into the hole. All three of them pushed soil around and on top of the chestnut. Babette and Peanut with their paws, and Odin using the top of his beak. Once the chestnut was covered, Odin gently patted the earth with his talons. "Excellent work, you two," said Odin. "Now, we need to water it." "Well, the creek is right there," observed Babette. "But how will we get water over to the chestnut?" Odin tilted his head in thought. "Perhaps I can find something to help us," he said. Odin fluttered to the far side of the babbling creek, scanning the surroundings in search of a solution. It didn't take long for the wise owl to spot a small, hollowed-out branch hidden among the foliage. "Aha," Odin said to himself. "This piece of wood will work perfectly as a scoop." Odin picked up the scoop, flew back to the opposite side of the creek, and dipped it in. When he pulled it out, the little divot held a small pool of crystal clear water. With the scoop held securely in his talons, Odin carefully flew back toward Peanut and Babette. "Wow, Odin, that's exactly what we needed," exclaimed Peanut. Babette perked up her ears and nodded in agreement. "Now, let's give our little friend a drink," said Odin. He slowly poured the water over the mound of earth, and it sunk right into the soil. "I think we may need a bit more water," he remarked, and took off to the creek to repeat the process. After a few more scoops, the chestnut was fully watered in. "Okay, we're done," Babette said, wiping her paws. "Nope, we have one more thing to do," Peanut said with a smile as she laid down with arms outstretched on top of the mound. Odin smiled and sat down on the patch of ground with wings outstretched. "Peanut's got the right idea," he said. Puzzled, Babette asked, "What are you two doing?" Odin responded, "We're giving the earth our love. The little tree will need love to grow tall and strong." Babette nodded, smiled, and flopped down to join Peanut and Odin as they all hugged the earth. Together, the three friends took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Letting their kindness sink into the earth and surround the chestnut with warmth and love. As they got up, Babette yawned. "It's been a busy morning. I think I'm ready for a nap," the little bunny said. "Me too," Peanut added. Odin nodded and yawned as well. It was time for him to go to sleep. The three friends headed back to their respective homes for a well-earned rest. When he reached his tree, Odin yawned once more, fluffed up his feathers, and settled into his cozy nest. It had been quite a morning. Odin thought of all he had to be grateful for. The wise owl felt grateful for his home on Awe Island in the beautiful forest. He was happy to have seen the gorgeous sunrise by the creek. Taking a deep dragon breath, in and out. Odin tucked his beak into his feathery chest. Odin was also grateful. Babette and Peanut had invited him along to help plant the chestnut. Odin took another deep dragon breath, in and out. And smiled. Most of all, Odin felt grateful. They would soon have a new little chestnut tree in the forest. Odin took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. He closed his eyes and drifted off to sleep, picturing the strong chestnut tree that would grow from their little chestnut. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.